Gitanupassana 的 cultivation，它是不是跟这个Vedananupassana 的是这样子？
它不一样，它是联系 from citta no, from vedana, it will move over to citta. Your citta is content of consciousness. When the content went in, it become a thought. That is citta. That's why under citta nupassana, the Buddha say, when the citta has greed, you must be aware. When the citta has fear, you must be aware. When the citta is spacious, you must be aware. So the content of consciousness and the mundane mind, the citta, with content and without content, you must develop awareness of it. That's why you must silent to develop the ability to see how the content went in. And how when the content went in, when these evil roots, when the citta has these evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, you aware. Aware means what? You are aware that this citta thought has the evil root already. That you will condition wrong thought. It will condition evil action, evil speech, and evil thought process. That's how the wrong thought conditions our affliction, our suffering, our fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, everything. So all this comes from memory, views, opinion, and conditioning. So when it comes to citta, means after your feeling become clear, you know how the mental hindrance come to be, then the Dhamma Nupassana, how the unarisen mental hindrance come to be, how the arisen cease, and how in the future it won't arise again. That is the first category of Dhamma, mindfulness of the five mental hindrance. And then you go into the mindfulness of the five aggregates of form and mind. Then the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases to develop the wisdom and the understanding, to trace the origination factor and retrospectively reverse it. Yeah. So citta, nupassana, is to see the content of consciousness clearly. When you are aware, you can be at the moment of feeling, at the moment of perception, at the moment of sankhara, conditioning activity, and discriminative activity. Sankhara is what the mental thinking, the mental movement is all about. So see them, aware of them. Don't do anything, just witness. Then how it condition you into negativity, how it trigger off fear, worry, anxiety, insecurity, then how all this come about, trace the origination factor. Then retrospectively reverse it. Then you will come to know why J. Krishnamurti said, acting according to memory is not acting at all. Well, what is memory? All this rubbish. That's why my nature understood straight away, although it's not in the Buddhist actual teaching. The Buddha never say acting according to memory is not acting at all. No. Because sometimes you are in the worldly activity, or within the condition world, you have to memorize things, you have to remember things, but you don't go and cling onto it and act according to what you they call deposited, or what you actually accumulated as memory. So all of your experiences, but you go and accumulate as memory, then you act based on that, then you are deluded. That's why you will see all this clearly. Then how do you act? You don't act according to memory. That is the only instrument human being understand. So later on, if you have the Dhamma, you will know. That's why I check. I never act according to memory anymore after that. I always act according to Noble Eightfold Path, wisdom, understanding, Dhamma way. That's why I realize I do think differently. Completely opposite from the world. The world uses memory. Memory is only useful for mechanical things, for technological things, to study, to remember, but not for psychological thing. Our Dhamma is citta, psychological, thought-based with a content. If you use memory for that, you get into trouble. That's why thought is useful, is a good tool if you know how to use it. That's why you can arise right thought, wholesome thought. But when it comes to psychological problem, you cannot use thought. You use thought, you will die. Your thought is egoic. Without the unisoma manasikara, the wisdom, it cannot act. You always go back to memory, the conditioning, the views, the opinion, the belief system, all those things. So thought, before you enlighten, is always egoic. But once you awaken with the unisoma manasikara, it will prompt you and you will not be deluded anymore. And you will know how to act. Act based on wisdom. Act based on understanding. So all these are very important. Go back, listen to this again. Huh?